Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
All right, hope you're hungry for some pigskin, because it's NFL Lunch. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7.
Before you get started, you know that the presser right there said, what are we doing draft day, Bob? 10-2.
I believe we're talking about the draft.
Yeah,
maybe even mocking. Are we officially allowed to officially announce what we're officially supposed to? I don't know.
It's your show.
It is. I mean, you're the producer. You put everything.
But I mean,
I just come in like an idiot.
What are we talking about? What are we talking on the 25th draft day? Because draft coverage is 2 to 8. I know I'm doing the draft at 8.
Yes.
But I mean, 2 to 8 is the draft coverage. So I'm not sure what we're supposed to be doing. If you know, because Bob and I just seem like we do draft coverage every day.
I don't know what to tell you. It's sponsored by Royal Farms, a fine sponsor here.
Yeah.
So that is doesn't take much to read between the lines, but that is why it is mentioned.
It just kind of caught me off guard there, 2 to 8. I wonder, me and Bob are on 10 to 2.
I hear what you're saying. Now, speaking of guard, it's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, NFL Lunch. The Ravens lost both of their starting guards.
Yep.
This offseason, as Kevin Zeitler's now in Detroit, they got new uniforms too. John Simpson's in New York, they got new uniforms too, which is great. But, you know, it's all about what's happening on the field. Bottom line is Tyler Linderbaum, starting center, was asked about losing three starters on that O-line.
It's definitely different, guards. That's a part of the business. You know, other guys get different opportunities elsewhere. You know, it's just the next guy in mentality. You know, we got a good group of young guys, you know, that are eager to step in and show what they can do. And I'm excited, to see how, we build off of that.
We are too. We're excited to see how they build off of that too.
Sure.
See who they bring in. Like Eric always says, September. Well, they don't play till September. So we've got a lot of question marks, and they do too. And we're going to see. And just like Linderbaum said, see what happens in the draft.
Yeah, but as we've discussed many times, too, with Daniel Faalele, Ben Cleveland, third-year guys, Andrew Voorhees coming in, a lot of hopes for him, who, if healthy, was going to be a fourth-round draft pick projected, not saying you can't start. What was Yanda, like a fourth or third? I think Yanda was a third-round pick. But you get the point, you don't have to be the fifth pick in the draft to be a stud. The holdovers and their inability to assume positions at this stage, I would think, is somewhat concerning moving forward. And as John Harbaugh said a couple weeks back, they're going to right now look at Faalele at right tackle. And if they draft a tackle, Daniel Faalele is not starting at right tack.
No. And, I mean, the thing that is disappointing, I would say, is because you drafted those guys, Cleveland, Faalele, and we haven't mentioned
Saleh,
and he was very competitive in camp last year, so I'm holding out hope for him just because we haven't seen enough of him. But everything that Harbs talks about is competition and stuff. So the thing is with Cleveland and Fa'alele, they're going into year three. They played a ton last year, and nobody is willing to anoint them as the guys. No, we got to go get guys. I mean, that tells you a lot that they're not comfortable. I mean, you know, are they saying, we need to go find somebody to compete with Kyle Hamilton? No.
No.
You know, so, I mean, Lindemann, there's not even a mention at center. We got our guy. We got a guy there. But we need two guards and we need a right tackle. So I think that kind of answers all of that.
How about for this draft coming up here, maybe the eventual replacement for Ronnie Stanley could be part of the equation.
Possibly.
At left tackle.
Possibly. Well,
a guy that could slide on over there if need be.
If, let's say, like the Morgan kid we're talking about from Arizona, Bob, he's only played left tackle. And say that he comes in and plays right tackle. And I would personally give Fa'alele a shot at guard because he is athletic. He can bend his knees and he can pull some. So I would give him a shot at that. But to have Morgan play right tackle for a year, and then if possible, then, you know, if Ronnie's gone after next year, then he slides over to the left side. Got no problem with doing that.
Here's Tyler Lindenbaum talking about being a leader, even though he's young, entering his third year, but a leader on that O-line.
Yeah, I mean, you know, any time you're going to have, you know, experience under your belt, you know, especially Ronnie's been here quite a bit. You know, we got Pat McCary. Then obviously me, I've gotten 2 years under my belt in the organization. You know, we're going to have guys that are going to have to step up and fill in. I think we have a good group of guys, a good coaching staff to be able to help the younger guys and whoever else we add that's going to step in and play.
Well, with I'm guessing that Tyler is hoping that they can get, because if you just, if you were having a beer with him, Bob,
nice,
you know, with Lindenbaum, and you said, hey, Tyler, you know, between me and you, you know, what do you think? Do you need some help over there? I'm guessing he would probably, being honest and all that, he'd probably say, yeah, those guys are okay, but it's not like they're fine. Don't worry about them. That's what I think he would say.
It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. It is NFL Lunch on this Featured Artist Friday. It is Prince. Tyler Lindenbaum was asked about his first impressions of the new back, Derrick Henry.
Awesome. I mean, shoot, the guy's very built and strong and fast, so he'll be a good addition for us. You know, we're excited to have him on our team, you know, and, you know, we're looking forward to, you know, to see the things that he can do for us.
And I mean, if you were Tyler Lindenbaum and, you know, you're a center and you like the run block, most linemen like the run block more so than pass block, and you got a 260-pound back in there, makes your job a lot easier. So I'm sure that the old lineman will be all jacked up, I would think.
And I'm guessing, could be wrong, but I'm guessing when he says awesome, that is not BS speak. That's probably a very honest assessment of what it's like to have this guy here.
Yeah. Bob, he probably grew up, you know, in college and some high school watching Derrick Henry on TV running over people and stuff. And with the mentality that Henry plays with, is similar mentality of Lindenbaum, because Bob, who's the one always down at the piles pushing and Lindenbaum.
Here's Derrick Henry, speaking of him, asked earlier this week what motivates him at this point in his career.
Love playing this game and going to continue to play until, you know, I feel like this, my time is up. As long as God allow me to play and play at a high level, you know, a new opportunity, like I said, and I'm excited for a great organization. Really want to hold that trophy up at the end of the year, but, you know, it starts, you know, right now, putting the work in and doing all those things that qualify for you to be in that position.
You love the answers, what he's saying. You know, he's got to put the work in and stuff. And Bobby, he doesn't know when it's going to drop off, but he's doing everything he can to last as long as he can with the working and the training. You know what's funny, Bob, is you know, as Jerry Rice got older, I know Bill Walsh told him, he said, Jerry, when you get older, you can't work harder. You got to work smarter. You know, kind of, you know, You can't do the same type of workouts you did at 23, 24 because you don't, your body is older and stuff, and you don't want to wear yourself out for the long haul of the season.
And then finally here, a little NFL lunch for you. Here's Roquan Smith talking about dropping off. Hey, Patrick Queen's gonzo. He's in Pittsburgh now with the Steelers. Trenton Simpson is expected to replace him. Roquan, what's the ceiling there for the second-year kid?
Yeah, no, Simp, just been like even talking with him this offseason, even throughout last season. I know the type of respect he have for the game and for himself as well, and the way he's been busting his tail like all offseason, talking with Scott and everyone, how he's, you know, guys busting his tail, want to be the best, and I know his mindset. So I'm excited. He has all the potential in the world. It's just going to be about putting that on the field week in and week out and just trusting his ability. And if he does that, like, I think he'll be the best second-year linebacker in the league, in my opinion.
I think those are all awesome things because Roquan respects him. And that's the biggest thing, because if Roquan didn't like him, it's like, hey, Eric, nah, this dude ain't going to be that guy. And you know what, Bob, the other thing is if he develops him like he did Queen, he needs to get a cut of both those guys' yeah. big deals, because they're getting their big deals because of him. And he trained Queen, did a hell of a job with Queen. Now, with Simpson, you know, 3 years from now, Bob, if he gets, or 2 years from now, if he gets him a big deal, hey, you know, everybody knows that, hey, just get a guy that's good enough and Roquan will take care of him.
It's Featured Artist Friday. It's not Queen, but it is royalty. It's Prince. A couple more segments to go. Anything you want to hear from him, send a request, Plaza Port text line. When we come back, American League East report. A couple of scores relating to the division took place yesterday. Orioles were off after they sweep the Twins. Birds have won four in a row, going back to Sunday's finale against the Brewers. Out to Kansas City, taking on the surprising Royals. We'll talk about that. Joe Beninati, voice of the Caps, from Monumental Sports Washington at Madison Square Garden, taking on the number one seed Rangers. Is Joe B surprised or even here? And do they have a puncher's chance, even though their goal differential is in the name?
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Negative.
Yankees, Boston, Toronto.
The Rays.
A closer look at the AL East. AL East. Vinny and Haney.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, here on this Featured Artist Friday. It is Prince, your chosen artiste. Only, wow, he was called the artist at one point in time. How about that for an unintentional coinky dink? But pick a song, two more segments to go, 410-583-1057. Yesterday in the division, a couple of day games for your viewing entertainment, if you're so inclined to do so. Cleveland taking on Boston at the Fens. And again, it was all about the Guardians.
Great jump by Rocchio, and Jimenez hits the hole. It's an RBI single on a 1-2 pitch as Laureano comes home to make it 3-1 Guardians.
The Guardians hold on to beat Boston 5-4. Andres Jimenez, 2-for-5, 2 ribbies there. That was Bally Sports on the call. Cleveland takes 3 out of 4 from the Red Sox up there in Beantown. Also happening yesterday afternoon down at the Trop in a very competitive series. In the end, the home team got a needed one.
And up the right side, down toward the corner. Moniak will have to go in after it. It bounds away. Palacios around third. He's going to score. And into third goes Rosario. And the Rays grab an early lead.
That was Ahmed Rosario with a run scoring triple early, as you heard Dwayne Statt say, also on Bally Sports. 2-1 was the final score there as those two ball clubs split a four-game series. Miguel Sano, remember him? He had the only run driven in for the Los Angeles Angels there. Scheduled today and tonight in the division. Boston is at Pittsburgh. Pirates scuffling a little bit. Let's see here. Tampa Bay's at New York. Little interdivision tussle there. Toronto is out in San Diego, taking on the Padres 9:40. And obviously the Orioles taking on the Royals at 7:40 our time. Standings as we sit here on this Featured Artist Friday. New York 13-6. Right now, half game up on the Orioles, 12-6. Birds have won 4 in a row. Tampa 11-9. They're in third place, half game up on the Blue Jays, who are 10-9. And Boston sits at 500, 10-10. The Red Sox 7-3 away from Fenway, 3-7 at home, which is usually reversed for them. But either way, other division leaders here in this Friday baseball fun. Cleveland game up on Kansas City. Royals are 12-7 on the year. Detroit sitting there at 10-9. They're 3 games off the pace. Texas game and a half up on Seattle in the AL West. Right now, the Rangers are the only team in the division with a winning record, even though the Mariners did just sweep the Reds and held them to 5 runs in the process. Out in the National League, Braves 2 games up on the Phillies. In the Central, Brujas half game up on the Cubbies there. And then the Dodgers are a game up on San Diego out there in the West. Orioles taking on Kansas City, 7:40 first pitch, 6 o'clock. Baltimore baseball tonight. Dean Kramer is on the hill for Baltimore, 0-1 with a 4.96. Alec Marsh is 2-0 with a 4.32 ERA. Also in the series, Corbin Burns going up against Cole Reagans. That's tomorrow night, 7:10. Then a Sunday afternoon finale as Cole Irvin looks for his first win against Lugo, who's done a nice job reinventing himself here in 2024. And then when they're done in KC, it's off to Anaheim to take on the Angels for a 3-game set, which we'll obviously talk about on Monday. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. When we come back, the Capitals are in the postseason. After missing it last year, they're taking on the number one seeded Rangers. Do they have a chance? Of course they do. And Joe Beninati, voice of the Caps, will be joining us next to talk about that. Then it's a funhouse trip with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access takes over at 2.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Dude. Your sports information station, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Featured Artist Friday. little Prince for you, going back to 1984, singing about 1999. Follow along, everybody. Or 1982, actually. I stand corrected. NHL playoffs start this weekend, which seemed to be a rite of passage for the Caps, was going to the postseason every year, until last year. But surprising many, getting back into the Stanley Cup fun. Capitals are in it, and here to talk about that, preview the series against New York and the other matchups, some interesting ones at that, in the postseason of 2024. He is on the Maryland Sports Commission fan hotline. He's with Monumental Sports. All right, he's with the Monumental Sports Commission fan hotline. Anyway, he's a master of all things awesome. He's Joe B., Joe Beninati. Joe B., what's happening, buddy?
That musical interlude gets me thinking of a Raspberry Beret.
Yeah, there you go. Because I think in 1984, the Caps were not yet playoff-ish, but in 99, they were kind of firmly entrenched as that sort of team. But here they are back in it. And of all the years you've covered the teams, Joe B., and you've seen Stanley Cups and President's Cup trophies, et cetera, this playoff run, the ebbs and flows, the ups and downs, pick a cliche, how surprising is it for you that they're here and not playing golf this week?
Yeah, very unexpected, I would think, because I would say there are two or three points during this season where it looked like it was going to spiral out of control. And the question was not going to be, are you getting ready for a first-round playoff series? It was going to be, how high would you pick in the draft lottery? But to the credit of the players, to the credit of the coaching staff, the leadership group of this organization, they didn't wilt. They didn't go away. It looked like they were going to fade, and they didn't. They battled their tails off. They figured out the formula to keep themselves competitive until the last couple of weeks. They ratcheted it up in the last three games, and voila, for all of your hard work and effort, you get the President's Trophy winners, but you're in the Stanley Cup playoffs, which means you have a puncher's chance.
Hey, Joe, I mean, how big of not trade at the trade deadline, not getting rid of, let's say, one, because people wanted their goalies, you know, Lindbergh. I mean, Lindbergh's been the and I saw Carberry said Lindbergh's been our MVP.
I would agree with that, Vinny, no doubt. Charlie Lindgren has been super all season long. He was really good last year. He showed flashes of the abilities that he's showing now. But now with a new head coach, Spencer Carberry, basically in midseason decided that Charlie was the guy, and the results on the ice were the proof in the pudding. This guy at age 30, this is unusual to see a player blossom like this at this age. He's always had the ability. He's always had amazing reflexes. He's a fantastic person when you get to meet him, very easy to root for. And now he's becoming even more of a technician. He's refining his craft, and he got so hot there that he unseated Darcy Kuemper for the job. And I've been saying this, credit to Darcy. Darcy could have made waves and pouted and been a detriment inside that dressing room. He hasn't been. He's been right there to support Charlie. And now Charlie, down the stretch, was I thought, as valuable to his team as any player down the stretch. So, yes, with all due respect to Dylan Strome and John Carlson and Alex Ovechkin, Charlie was the MVP this season.
Now, Joe B., I couldn't listen to you guys Friday. I was in Youngstown for Charlie's game, but I was following on my phone. What was it like when you guys were broadcasting the last couple minutes, you know, when they pulled the goalie?
We were aware of it, and we had mentioned it a number of times that in Philly circumstances, they had to win it, at least when the game began. When the game began, Philadelphia had to win in regulation to have a chance. With the way the schedule has been this year, guys, there was still a game the next day. If Philadelphia won in regulation in that game, they'd still have to wait to see how things played out. They weren't guaranteed a spot, but if they didn't win in regulation, if the Caps were able to get the game past 60 minutes, Philadelphia's season would have been over. As it turns out, the way things were unfolding in Detroit and Montreal, it turns out that John Tortorella didn't have to pull the goalie, as it turns out. It worked out just fine for Washington that they had the chance with 3 minutes to go to score into an empty net. Thank you very much. But that's just the way it is. We had seen several times earlier, a couple of weeks earlier, Minnesota in its own quest to try and get into the playoffs was pulling the goalie guys in overtime.
Yeah.
They were taking the goalie out, trying to get this every point they could muster. It's just the way it goes sometimes with this crazy world of mathematics and these three-point games that are often there after regulation.
Now, Joe, I don't mind them playing the Rangers at all, to be totally honest. I kind of like it because, you know, you got the Caps got their former coach, which to me is not a bad thing. You're playing New York at New York. I mean, how much pressure's on the Rangers, Joe B, if the Caps were to win game one?
Well, that's the exact formula now. You want to try and steal home ice as early as you can. Maybe punch them in the nose on a Sunday afternoon when they're not suspecting. While all the while, Washington's been playing playoff hockey for the last 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Every game we go to feels like a playoff game for them. The Rangers are going to have to warm up to it. But let's call a spade a spade. That's the prohibitive favorite in this series, is the President's Trophy-winning Rangers. The advantages, I think, go both ways, cut both ways with regard to Peter Laviolette. Sure, he knows the players' personnel extremely well for Washington, but the Caps equally know his system. They know exactly what that neutral zone looks like that's so frustrating to so many teams. They tried to put it in, and they implemented it for the years that Peter was coaching here. So I just get the sense that Washington knows how to stay close to New York, and what matters most in this series is frustrating a team that has terrific talent. When you look at them, when you line them up from the forward ranks through the defense pairings and the netminders, New York is built for speed. They are built to go deep. But you have to make this frustrating. The Capitals have to muddy it up and play as low scoring a game, low event hockey. You keep hearing that expression. You don't trade chances with this team. The Rangers just want to turn you over in the neutral zone, force turnovers and odd man rushes. If you play it safe with this team, I think you keep yourselves in the matches long enough that, hey, if it comes down to the third period, hot goalie, a hot Alex Ovechkin, a hot power play perhaps, you're right there with them.
Yeah, because Joe B, I think the Caps in one-goal games, I think they're the best in the league. So, I mean, yeah, if we can be 0-0 after one, awesome. You know, if it's 1-1 after two, that's Caps type of game.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the more I see, and I know the regular season is not the same. Everything is intensified in the Stanley Cup playoffs. A commitment to defense is definitely more enhanced in the Stanley Cup playoffs. But Washington was very competitive with New York.
Mm-hmm.
Now, given the fact that they haven't played them since mid-January, things have changed on both sides of the aisle with regard to these two teams. I still think I would prefer, and this is not bulletin board material, I would like the matchup against this New York team better than, let's say, Carolina. I don't like the Carolina matchup for Washington. I don't necessarily like the Ranger matchup in a 1-8 either. There's an obvious reason why New York will be the prohibitive favorite, but I just get the sense that the Caps know what they need to do to upset New York, to get them off of their game, to make it a miserable slog of a game. If they can do that and frustrate them over 2 weeks, who knows?
Hey, Joe B., will Carberry, I would think, you know, he's got a chance to be coach of the year. And what is he, because he's the youngest coach in the league, what does he do? How does he relate, you know, because they got the oldest team in the league. How does he relate to the players? Tell us a little bit about Carberry.
Yeah, extremely well. His relation with this group has turned out to be gold this season. It's interesting that you mentioned the coach of the year. I have a ballot that I have to cast in the next
pick.
In the next 3.5 hours, so I need to think of three really good candidates, and Spencer is right there as one of them. I thought he and his staff, it's not just Spencer, it's the whole staff, Kirk and Mitch and Scott and Scott, and I can go on and on and on. They all did a terrific job, but I'll put it in the words of TJ Oshie for you guys. Oshie said Carberry's messages were so impactful and at the right time. So I'm assuming TJ means, you know, behind closed doors, in the dressing room, maybe after a first period or a second period or even a post game or at a morning practice, he's got a really good sense for when to impart his message and to speak the way this team needs to hear him to respond. And I thought he did a brilliant job. He probably, I'm going to say around December and January, Vinny and Haney, he probably had this course correction where, yeah, he came to town wanting to play one specific style, didn't necessarily have the horses to do it that way, made the adjustments and kept Washington close and in the hunt the whole time. And what are the Stanley Cup playoffs about? They're about seven games, hopefully, of coaches adjusting and readjusting to what they see, and the players having to execute that. I think as the youngest coach in the league, yeah, does he relate extremely well to the players? Yes. But he's an old head in the regard that they listen to him as if he were someone who had 15, 20 years of NHL mature head coaching experience. So they're all going to learn together now in this, their first Stanley Cup playoff together. But I couldn't be more impressed with what Spencer did, especially in the last 6 to 8 weeks of the season.
Joe Beninati, voice of the Caps, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Joe B, before we let you get ready to rock and roll for the weekend and watch those Stanley Cup playoffs live and in person, aside from the Rangers, what higher seed should be on upset alert here in the first round?
Boy, I think Florida is fantastic. Tampa was playing extremely good hockey late in the season. Florida, to me, I wouldn't be surprised if people picked Florida as an Eastern Conference finalist, but that in-state series is going to be electric, no pun intended, with the Lightning. I think Tampa Bay has really come on and played especially well. Toronto, Boston is a toss-up. They've played so many times. I think Carolina probably has too much for the Islanders, although if the Islanders get the goaltending that they're capable of, that can be a long series. Sorokin is brilliant. Varlamov, if need be, coming off the bench. I mentioned this to you. I think Carolina, top to bottom in the East, is extremely well put together and always a coach who's deserving of Coach of the Year honors in Rod Brind'Amour. In the East, I hate to say it because I think Florida is fantastic, but the one that they might be the higher seed that's going to feel it the most.
He's Joe Beninati, voice of the Caps, Monumental Sports. Capitals start their hopefully long Stanley Cup run against the Rangers Sunday afternoon at Madison Square Garden. Joe B., appreciate the time as always. Have a great weekend and have fun.
Good luck, Joe.
Guys, my pleasure. Best time of year. Thanks.
You got it. Joe Beninati, everybody. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Funhouse, Nolan McGraw, Inside Access at 2. And then Baltimore baseball tonight. Yours truly, Jim Hunter. We're brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Getting you ready for Game 1, Orioles-Royals, 7:40, first pitch at their Kauffman Stadium. Orioles are on fire, winners of 4 in a row. We're talking about it later.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Later on tonight.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
As Hyder would say, the Bobster and the Vin Man.
I like our guys.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
A week from today, we'll be looking back what the Ravens did in the first round on Thursday. We're assuming they stay at 30, or they pick in the first round. And then we'll be looking ahead to what they're going to do in the second and third round, because that's going to be next Friday, live from Detroit.
I would think, Bob, that if we're talking about that they got this offensive tackle or whatever, I would think then for Friday drafting, I think we're looking at corner for sure. And then, you know, what is it, second, third round? Second, third. And third. I think corner and then best player available in the third. I think it could be any, you know, receiver, running back. I think it could be a lot of things. Safety, a pass rush guy. I don't know after that.
It's 5880-1057 The Fan. NFL draft first round next Thursday. Next week, we'll be talking about it all day long here on 105.7 The Fan. Orioles tonight at Kansas City, taking on the Royals. The final round of that NBA play-in stuff takes place tonight. And then the playoffs actually begin tomorrow for a big old slate of games on Saturday and Sunday. Big fight tomorrow, Haney against Garcia. Check your local listings. And fortunately, it is pay-per-view. Boxing, get it together. I think they're so far gone, I don't even think they care if the masses know who the fighters are. I guess they're just looking for the diehards. But that Ryan Garcia has got like a bazillion social media followers, so he's got a crew with him. Stanley Cup playoffs. What do you think, Vinny? Capitals chances? Yay, nay.
I would say, Bob, if they win the first game, the chances are good. But I just don't think they can score with the Rangers. That's going to be the problem.
Nolan McGraw, what's going on in your world this weekend?
Well, I'm kicking myself.
Oh, don't
one of those
that.
Things a couple weeks ago, you agree to do something. You're like, why did I do that? I'll be back here tomorrow. We got a Terps lacrosse game on the AM.
Oh.
Needed someone to run it, so I'll be here.
All right. Well, it's a home stretch.
Is it a freebie?
Well, no, no. Okay. Nothing comes free these days.
What else you got going on?
Other than that, I try to soak up as much free time as I can.
There you go. No pun intended. Yes. All right. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan Inside Access coming up next. Followed by Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Me and Jim Hunter at 6. Baltimore, Kansas City should be an interesting series over 3 days there. Fun house.
Quick draws. Fun house. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Start with Howard in Baltimore. Says, I'm very concerned about the draft this year for the Ravens. They have to hit big time. The window for a Super Bowl with Lamar is closing. They have to go all in this year because of that. If they don't, then they'll become just another good team that makes the playoffs every year like the Chargers but gets bounced early.
I would say this. I think they have to hit on the old linemen. Just because, like, we saw last year they went and got Clowney and Van Noy. You know, so there's those types of guys out there. There's corners that'll be out there. But old linemen, I don't think, you know, like starting right tackles are just not floating around.
I'm of the mindset, as long as you have a franchise quarterback, your window's never closed. I mean, weren't we throwing dirt on Kansas City middle of last season?
Yeah.
But they did win a couple Super Bowls prior to that, so a little equity there.
Chris here says, I'm starting to get the feeling that, similar to Brandon Stevens last year, this year's breakout star will be somewhere on the O-line.
Well, if it is, and hopefully it is, that would be a huge, huge plus for the Ravens.
And most likely candidate would be who, though?
Maybe Voorhees.
Yeah.
Or Sala.
I didn't hear Cleveland or Fa'alele.
No. That would be like...
Maybe Cleveland Fa'alele would be a nice football player.
But let me just say, I killed Powers for 2 years.
Yes, you did.
And then he played and got paid. So it's possible.
He's crushing it.
If they'll work.
Trying to think what other position groups there's an in-house guy. The only one that...
Travis Jones.
Right. Or yeah. I was going to say Simpson, the linebacker.
Yeah.
Because I'm not holding my breath for Jalen Armour Davis or Pepe.
No. But I did like the fact that, you know, Travis Jones, I did see him. He's at the workouts. I saw him. And Simpson, they're there. So
Get Zaney? How about Rashad Bateman has a bust-out year?
That would be awesome. Hi-oh. Like 70 catches, over 1,000 yards.
Let's not get crazy.
Okay. 50 catches for 700
yards. How about
yards?
70 targets?
Tony and Perry Hall would disagree with that. He says, I feel as though if Bateman really wanted to be a Raven, then he would be here for voluntary workouts. Voluntary or not, his presence is necessary.
Well, here's the thing about voluntary workouts. A lot of times, and, you know, guys have things that they're doing or whatever, so Bate may be coming next week. You know, and Lamar, I'm doubting Lamar's going to be here every day, April, May. You know, he's going to have some things come up, too. That's why it's voluntary. You know, you can still get your workouts and stuff, but I think it's big that first day that those guys showed up. I think that showed a lot that, hey, Lamar's here on the first day. Everybody else, you got no excuse.
We got one here from Rick in Glen Burnie talking about Jackson Holliday's early season struggles. Says, I don't understand the point to sending him down for the purpose of letting him get his confidence back. That argument doesn't make sense. He had all the confidence in the world when he came up here. what would be the difference now?
Hey, I'm anti send back to the minors. You're here. You're in it to win it. You don't have to be the guy. You got to start contributing here offensively sooner or later, but they're not when they get called up. Against Boston?
A week ago.
All right, well, Boston, right? They swept that series, right?
Mm-hmm.
They lost 2 out of 3 to Milwaukee, but they just swept Minnesota. And his contributions offensively have been very minimal. Just be steady with the glove. The hits will come. Yeah, I want the texter. Nothing to see here. Please disperse.
And another one here. Last one for the day. Jay in Hereford, also on Jackson Holiday. Difference between the minors, the majors. He says the minor league strike zone system, kind of irrelevant. He's had some tough calls here in the majors, but that's like saying an NFL rookie receiver is struggling because he's trying to get used to only having 2 feet in bounds versus 1 in college.
I think the problem with a rookie receiver versus college, catching the ball. Catching a football has kind of been the same since you're playing Nerf with your brother out in the backyard. You just do it at different levels, and if you're good enough to get to the NFL, I don't know how it would change, but
reading coverage is the biggest thing for the rookies.
And maybe blocking a little bit more at the next level, too, compared to the way college offenses roll. Hey, Jackson Holiday, he grew up around the game. He's been at clubhouses literally since birth. He'll make it happen. We'll all be here in 2 months going, man, I'm glad they brought him up, and I'm glad we drafted him. The guys picked after him, they're not even out of AA yet in some of those instances. That's going to do it for us for the week. I'll be back later with Jim Hunter. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Salvo Auto Parts. Vinny, I'll see you on Monday.
Yes, sir.
For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Inside Access coming up next. For now, class dismissed.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.